Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Amir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk. It's the weekend edition on November the 22nd, Sunday. Starting off with Amigo Holdings, where we're in the run-up to an update from the company. It's been a very slow and tortuous process here, really, basically since the end of August rally, that one hitting 20 pence, and then really the sort of slow declines that we've had since then. Did break a line of resistance from August at 8 pence earlier this month, and I suppose that's really the line in the sand at the moment. Above 8 pence and above the 20-day moving average, 8.53, looking for a retest of, I suppose, post-August resistance up to 14 pence, maybe 13 pence, something like that. But really want to see proper price action through the 50-day moving average just under 10 pence. To solidify the bull argument, or at least the recovery argument. But eight pence, certainly the line in the sand at the moment as far as the bulls are concerned. On to an easier situation, which has been squeezed up with the cryptocurrencies, Argo blockchain. In fact, one it's rather surprising, hasn't actually gone up more than it has, even though we were up from around 4.5 pence early last month. View of the stage is that we're in a rising trend channel that's in place since July. Top of the channel currently pointing towards 15 pence, and that's the target while we hold above the floor of the channel, currently around 8 pence on an end of day or weekly close basis, depending on how close you are to the market with your money management. Ideally, there's not even any break back below that initial 9 pence November resistance, but that may be too much to ask for. 15 pence hopefully seen by the end of next month. Moving on to a stock which used to be something of a favourite here, but died away, Armadale Capital. You can see when it died, i.e. The beginning of September. Then we were trading at 5 pence plus, and we actually came back down towards 3.25 pence. Bear trapping a few times below the 200-day moving average at 3.28 pence, and then finally breaking that line of resistance from the beginning of September at 3.5 pence. While we're above that, looking for 4.5 pence as a target, hopefully by the end of next month, and then after that towards 5.5 pence, hopefully sometime in January. Stock where there's been a bit of decent activity to end the week was Iconic Labs. Things looking slightly better here, although rather like Amigo, it's just been rather painful since the late summer spikes there were for the shares. Uptrend line there from September, that's sort of tying in with the 0.12 pence level. If you're looking for a buy trigger, probably either the 50-day moving average of 0.015 or 0.016 at the top of the September triangle. If we can get through that, then it would be up to 0.25 as a target over the following month or so, but at least here we're looks like we're bumping along the bottom for Iconic Labs. Requested stock is the next one, and I think I'd looked at Minds and Machines quite recently. We had a broken resistance line there from September running around the 4.5 pence level, so we were still above that. Looking probably as the 20-day moving average at 4.43 is the end of day close stop loss. Ideally, if you're looking for further gains, you'd wait for an end of day close clear of the 50-day moving average at 5.515 pence. That could lead the shares up towards the top of the June triangle there on the daily chart at 8 pence plus, hopefully by the end of January. Quiz has been rather easier in terms of its progression. In the recent past, we broke the broke the 200-day moving average there from September, running down towards the 50-day line at 7.3 pence. And while we're above that, looking for a top of February trend channel target as high as 16 pence. Ideally, there's no break back below Friday's support at 8 pence ahead of a further push to the upside. Stock which I think I managed to miss out, and that's why it's good to do the weekend slot, is Renewi. Here we've had, I suppose we had the break of a line of resistance from June around the 26 pence level on Thursday. We've managed then to have a weekly close above 29.2 pence, the June resistance. And while we're above that, obviously looking towards that old peak from February at 45 pence plus, which would be quite a result for the bulls at the moment, or at any time really, I suppose. In terms of what the best case scenario target here would be, it's maybe up to 52, 53 pence at the top of the broadening triangle I'm just attempting to draw at the moment from the end of 2018. So upside there really valuable, we hold above the 26 pence area of that June resistance line. Time frame on the upside there over the next 2 to 3 months or less, hopefully. Going on to a stock which I think is being willed higher by its fans, looking for a bargain, Rambler Metals. Here we had a little push to the upside on Friday, but in that very narrow confines of that triangle from last month. We just take an end of day close through, I suppose, 0.25 pence really to confirm that we're ready to at least retest November resistance at 0.45. And obviously the stop loss just back below 0.2 pence, no point risking more than that at this stage. Finishing off with a stock which has been has not been a feature here for quite a while, and if I get the right ticker, it will feature here right now. Here we have Savannah coming up through the chart. Yeah, Savannah Energy here gapping through the 50-day moving average at the end of the week and closing well above 9 pence. That's recent neckline resistance, recent peaks around 8.9. So above 8.9 pence on an end-of-day close basis for Savannah Energy. We're looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from April, as high as 12 pence, hopefully by the end of the year, obviously retesting that late September peak as well. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.